Medford is one of the larger towns in our region and not surprisingly has one of the larger populations of people dealing with homelessness. Several agencies and organizations are arrayed to help, including Rogue Retreat, which built a tiny house village, Hope Village, and provides other facilities to help people without permanent homes get them. Rogue Retreat towed one of its tiny houses to the Rogue Valley Mall for the month of October. It's to raise awareness and money. Now, to help explain this is Matthew Vorderstrass, the development director for Rogue Retreat, in the studio with me. Good to see you once again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So catch people up. Where do things stand with Hope Village?
So, on July 5th, the City Council in Medford voted unanimously for us to be able to expand Hope Village. So we were given approval to expand Hope Village from the original 14 tiny houses that we had placed on the property to a total of 30. And so and yesterday we just had three more tiny houses delivered, so that now we have a total of 19 on the property.
Where are they coming from?
We're actually working with a company called Summit Structures of Oregon, and so they are prefabricating the shells of the tiny houses for us, and then once they're delivered on site, we're then working with both our workers but then also community volunteers to come in and finish the inside so that we can move towards occupancy.
So with the expansion, then, is it pretty much as each new home arrives and is finished, people can move in? Or
we're staggering it, so mm-hmm. we're trying to occupy a new unit every three weeks to 1 month, mm-hmm. basically.
And how long do people stay? They give us an outline of what goes on at Hope Village.
Well, Hope Village is a tiny house community. It's transitional in nature, and it's set up to be able to take people directly off the streets from homelessness into it. But what we've done is we've actually borrowed from a lot of best practices from other tiny house villages like Opportunity Village up in Eugene. And so we pulled a lot from the village model, which is a self-governed model where the villagers are really in charge of the day-to-day operations. But we've also infused that with supportive services, the case management that we do in all of our other housing programs. And so we've kind of created a hybrid at Hope Village between the village model and really a supportive shelter model with case management. And so as a result, it's created a very stable environment. And on average, people are with us for about 4.1 months.
So it's for 4 months and a week, basically?
Yeah, okay. Basically.
So that explains what goes on in Hope Village, but now you've got this tiny house parked at the Rogue Valley Mall. Mm-hmm. The Overnight Challenge, it's called?
Yes, it's the Hope Village Tiny House Overnight Challenge.
Okay, and which is meant to do what?
So it's meant to help create more community dialogue and raise awareness towards the expansion of Hope Village and overall become another mechanism for us to not only educate the community but also raise additional funds.
So who stays in the tiny house at Rogue Valley
Well,
Mall?
Currently we have both alumni of Rogue Retreat and also current participants at Rogue Retreat that have signed up to stay the night, but then we also have a few community members coming in throughout the month.
Community members just like...
Just people that are interested in helping us out.
And so if you have alumni of Hope Village, then you have success stories to tell.
Absolutely.
Like.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We actually have a number of success stories coming out of there. In fact, one of the gals that stayed the night last week was one of our very first residents that moved in there and then got accepted into the Home at Last program, which has gotten her into permanent housing. And so, and she's chronically disabled. And so, but because we were able to get her off the streets and out of homelessness, we were able to connect her with the resources so that she could get the help that she needed to be able to maintain and obtain permanent housing.
And so do you have, I mean, are the people out there to answer questions too at the Rogue Valley Mall?
Absolutely.
The overnight challenge? So they're not just getting a chance to crash for the night, but it's also people are going to ask them some questions about
Absolutely.
Why they're there.
Absolutely. They're armed with brochures and all sorts of information. And basically, because it's parked right by In-N-Out, there's a lot of traffic that comes by there.
In-N-Out Burger?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the busiest place in the
Absolutely.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times the people are hanging out on the front porch of the tiny house, and as people are walking by, they're asking questions, they're giving out information about what Hope Village is and what Rogue Retreat is, and just raising more awareness about what we're trying to accomplish.
I hadn't thought about what additional amenities you'd have to provide along with bringing a tiny house to the Rogue Valley Mall, but then I saw one of the other media reports and saw the portalette in the picture, so
yep.
Yes, you have to have that at least.
We do.
So this is not for members of the public to stay in, it sounds like, or is it?
Well, we tried to prioritize having alumni and participants because we really wanted to be able to give them testimony, give them an opportunity to give testimony about what Rogue Retreat did for them. And we really wanted to get more of those success stories out like that. So we tried to prioritize people that we're currently working with and people that we have worked with. But then as we needed filler spots for certain nights, then certain community members were coming forward, and we were then signing them up to be able to do this.
Matthew Vorderstrass is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the development director at Rogue Retreat, which runs Hope Village and several other programs for homeless people in Medford. So how does having the overnight challenge work as a fundraiser?
Well, oftentimes, especially through social media, when people are posting videos and talking about their story, they're also taking the links for GoFundMe and doing Facebook fundraising to where they're directly inviting their friends through social media to be able to listen to their testimony, but also to donate and support Hope Village. And so we've only raised about $700 so far, but the community dialogue that's being created is invaluable.
So you think a lot more people know about Hope Village than you used to?
Absolutely.
I did notice, in addition to the overnight challenge, a host the house item on your website, which sounds somewhat similar, but perhaps more for the public. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So that actually started when we were doing the initial first phase of establishing Hope Village, where we had a lot of community organizations, local businesses, local churches that wanted to be able to support Hope Village. So they would end up hosting the tiny house and kind of within their own groups doing kind of overnight challenges as a way to help create more dialogue within their own organizations to build up support and donations.
And how has that worked?
We actually haven't started doing that component yet, but we are in talks with a couple of different churches that have come to us that would like for us to bring the tiny house back to them.
And so how big is the tiny house, for example, at the mall? And is that a pretty typical shell for what you have at Hope Village?
So it's a little bit different. So the shell at the mall was actually bought by Jackson Care Connect before we had established Hope Village. And so they sponsored the build of it so we could place it on a trailer so that we could build awareness around it. So initially when we built that model, Hope Village didn't exist. And so it was really just kind of a concept that we wanted to get a visual to get people talking about it. And then as we move forward with establishing Hope Village, we actually changed the design to where each tiny house is basically a duplex, but each unit is 8x10. It doesn't have any electricity or any amenities like that because at the village they have shared community areas where they use those items. But really, it's just a low barrier way for us to be able to provide shelter to somebody and get them off the street and then provide them with case management so that we can help get them out of crisis mode and begin working on their barriers.
How have you handled the growth of programs like Hope Village? I mean, because, you know, when you're bringing on more people, you need to have more people to help them, particularly if you're doing the case management that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder about any growing pains along the way.
Well, you certainly do feel it. In many cases, as our programs grow, we also have to be strategic in how we're assessing what we need to do internally. And so we're actually currently going through a strategic planning process with Dr. Bowling, where we're developing a roadmap so that we can strategically continue growing, but also increasing our own internal bandwidth with staffing and making sure that we're doing things the right way.
Dr. Bowling is who?
He is a consultant that is taking our board of directors and our agency leadership through strategic planning.
So how many people have been helped by Rogue Retreat since you started doing all the things you're doing?
You know, that is a good question. Rogue Retreat itself opened in 1998, mm-hmm. So we have helped hundreds of individuals in that time frame. But since Hope Village itself opened, we've helped over 50. Mm-hmm. And that's been since October 31st of 2017. Okay. So we're coming up on that 1-year anniversary.
Wow. It's been a really brisk first year, hasn't it?
It has. It's gone quick.
When you said duplex, does that mean that you have one person living front and back on the same trailer, two people essentially in separate facilities on one tiny house?
Well, so basically each unit gets basically buttoned together. So you end up with two units that end up making a duplex, and then they share a porch. But then each unit itself is separate. So you have basically, you have within a duplex, you have two 8x10 units.
Mm-hmm. Was the duplex idea partly to encourage people to develop a sense of neighborliness if they didn't have it already or something?
Well, it was a way of best using the space that we were provided. But at the same time, as we've developed Hope Village, we really have made it a point to want to make it look uniform and make it look really like a planned community.
And so there's so many different situations and subsets of homelessness, and I wonder if what you do helps address the people who are chronically homeless. Are they among the population that you serve?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we, with a lot of the population that we're serving, we're seeing a lot of individuals that have severe physical disabilities. We're seeing other individuals with severe and persistent mental health issues, and then also individuals with addiction issues. And then we're also seeing individuals that have just lost income, and as a result, were priced out of rentals. And so it's a very mixed community, but within that population, we do serve the chronically homeless that have been homeless for quite a while.
And I have to believe Rogue Retreat is part of the continuum of care. I mean, you participate in that whole...
We do. We are definitely participating in the continuum of care.
Which so there is ultimately somebody or some group of people who are looking at the broader picture and all of the things that are factors in homelessness, I'm sure, in addition to dealing with the symptoms.
Mm-hmm. No, there absolutely is. I mean, when you look at the continuum of care, it is developing and becoming stronger and stronger, but you have a lot of different organizations that have been doing this work for some time, and the continuum of care is a way of bringing all of them together so that we can collectively plan to best address the needs of the community.
Should people feel free to visit with the folks who are at the tiny house at the Rogue Valley Mall?
Absolutely. Please do. In fact, I would definitely encourage it just so that you can learn more about what we're doing. And oftentimes, when you're talking with individuals that have been part of Rogue Retreat before, you're also seeing a completely different viewpoint of what we're capable of doing in somebody's life.
All right. Rogue Retreat on the job for 20 years now in the Rogue Valley, with Hope Village coming up on its one-year anniversary as of Halloween. And during the month of October, that tiny house is parked at the Rogue Valley Mall. Matthew Vorderstrauss is the development director. Thanks for joining us again on The Exchange.
Thank you.